This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is Roseburg's Graffiti Weekend. It began yesterday. We're going to go in-depth on today's Inside Douglas County, talk about graffiti, why people like it so much, talk about some of the things that are going on over the next several days, and you can take notes and make sure and get out there and participate. Janine Coffey, one of the organizers, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kyle. It's nice to be back.
So what does graffiti mean to you, Roseburg Graffiti Weekend?
Oh, wow. Classic cars, great events for the entire family, just all kinds of things for anybody to go and do and have fun and not have to pay an arm and a leg and really take in what Douglas County has to offer.
Now, you've lived here for a number of years, right?
I have been here forever.
And so what do you remember about the earlier days of graffiti, even though you were just, you know, somebody in town watching it, not involved?
Well, actually, I grew up out of Riddle and was very sheltered as a child, so I did not know anything about Graffiti Weekend until probably the late 90s, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I really got involved in the early 2000s, I believe, and it definitely set a hook, and I've been with it ever since.
You know, I remember when I moved here in the late 80s, and the first summer that graffiti came around, you know, people had told me about it. I read a little bit in the news review and heard about some things, but the level of shock when suddenly all these cars just were everywhere.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
And the fact that some of them came from so far away.
Oh, yeah. I've had calls from, you know, California, Nevada, Montana. Just, it is incredible where we draw people from. It's amazing.
And I know people that are traveling through for other reasons this weekend, and this happens, honestly, at Riverbend Live Concerts sometimes when I'm working on those, and a performer will ask, you know, having just come in from a plane in Portland to Eugene or something, do people around here really like old cars? Because they have no idea. I mean, they just figure this must be the norm.
Yeah. And it definitely has been the norm for what is it, 38, 39 years now?
39th annual graffiti event happening this year, and a lot of things going on. Now, talk about last year.
Oh, last year was very, very disappointing. The Graffiti Weekend Committee had to cancel Graffiti Weekend last year. We were extremely disappointed, but, you know, we just had to pull the plug. And so there was a different group that decided they were going to cruise and do their own thing, and they did, and but now we are back, and it's official Graffiti Weekend this year.
It's been interesting as well for anybody working on some of the summertime events. It was really just 4 or 5 weeks ago where it started to appear very likely that these were doable.
Absolutely. We were holding our breath till the end of, what was it, the end of May, before we said, okay, go on the books, go on the printing of the flyers. We are going to make it happen this year. It was a pretty intense planning year for this year's event.
And so a lot of people had to plan events, but just sort of plan and put them on hold. CDC guidance started to change. It appeared there was a shifting in the state and some early guidance there as to what might be likely. And people started scoping out timelines. And a lot of people could see that right around the 1st of July was going to be go time.
Absolutely, and we are so excited.
So let's talk about graffiti. Let's cover a lot of things. Now, yesterday it got started.
It did. Yesterday out at Henry Winery Estate. And I was not able to go out and do that car show because, unfortunately, I had to work yesterday. But from what I understand, they had a great turnout. And, you know, it really did kick off the weekend.
Well, and it's always cool to see all of those cars, wherever they end up being. And even last night, I was out running errands and doing various things, and people are kind of, you know, out pre-driving them. I mean, you know, essentially getting out, just getting started early.
Absolutely. I've been seeing cars down in Myrtle Creek and Riddle for the last couple of weeks or so, and it's so nice to see those classics out on the road and it just enjoying the view.
Now, right now, some of the cars are gathering out at the fairgrounds and taking off to go to some of the care centers in a little bit.
Absolutely. The Rest Home and Retirement Tour, it's kicked off at 1 o'clock. They'll be going and touring the different retirement homes and letting the seniors see those cars that they grew up with and bring back all those positive memories from, you know, years gone by.
I know that for a lot of people, that's kind of an emotional, real positive situation. But even for some people that are maybe, suffering from other issues, just being older, it can really be a spark.
Absolutely. Yes, it can. I've heard nothing but good things from the seniors about, you know, the tour.
And for, people that are even my age or people that are not so old who've just always liked the cars, we used to see some of them, some of the later ones when we were growing up. I've mentioned before, our family grew up with 57 Chevy pickup and a 59 Studebaker Lark. We kept those cars for years because apparently we couldn't afford anything else. And so they weren't classic cars. They were just everyday cars. But later on, you realized what you had.
Absolutely. You know, and I've in my past, I've had a 67 Mustang and a 62 T-Bird and was silly and sold them.
Yeah, boy, I wish. A number of years ago, I had the opportunity to get the 57 Chevy pickup when my father was getting along in years and it was just too much for him to drive it. But at that point, at the stage of life I was in, the cost to update it needed some work. It was not in bad shape, but it needed some restoration. And I talked to somebody in town who did it. They gave me a number, said you need this much money if you can do it yourself. Well, I'm lucky to wash the car myself. And so that wasn't going to happen. We ended up ultimately selling it. But I tell you, every time I see a 57 Chevy pickup, I wish I would have figured out a way.
Absolutely.
You bet. Now, going on tonight, burnout competition at Backside. Talk about that.
You know, I've never made it to the burnout competition, but I have heard from other people. It's a great time. There's a whole lot of smoke going on and good food out there at Backside Brewing, too. And so, you know, if you're into seeing how much rubber you can burn off your tires, definitely check it out.
And I understand it's on the loud side, too.
That's what I also understand, yeah.
Now, going on right now, began at 11, going till 3, Cascade Community Credit Union's Ice Cream Social in Garden Valley.
Absolutely, and I will be hitting that after we get finished here, Kyle.
It's always been popular. People kind of gather, and great location on Garden Valley. Talk about some of the other things that are happening today.
Well, we have Rocky's Auto Repair Show and Shine. It's a new event out there on Diamond Lake Boulevard out there at Rockies, and he's going to have a barbecue going on, so please check that out. That is from 4 to 10. And then just either up or down the road is 10 Down and Splits. They're cruising and viewing tonight from 6 to 10 with music and barbecue. So we've got that. And on the way to those locations, you have Roseburg Tire Pros. You know, they're Bring What You Drive event, and there's always a lot of nice cars at any of those locations. And then there's the Graffiti Cruise-In at Pete's and Sonic. So lots of opportunities to check out those super cars.
So if you're out tonight, I mean, more of the locations are on Diamond Lake, but it seems like a lot of folks kind of make their way from one to the other, whether they are driving a classic car or whether they're just people who want to see these.
Absolutely. And that's what I have done in the past. I don't own a classic, but I definitely go from event to event just to see what people have and how they have restored those beautiful old classics.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County, talk more about Roseburg Graffiti Weekend. Janine Coffey with us, the interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 Inside Douglas County, News Radio 1240 KQEN. alongside Douglas Caddy, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Shannon Sebastian has your cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Today, the woman of the Miss Douglas County program will be on. Inside Douglas County tomorrow, we are going to have an interview we haven't done in a while with noted national economist Dr. Elliot Eisenberg. We'll take a mid-year look at the U.S. and world economy on Inside Douglas County. Janine Coffey, one of the organizers of Roseburg Graffiti Weekend, underway. We're just sort of working our way through talking about the things that are happening. And you put out the 39th Annual Graffiti Weekend book with all the information. I know we have some copies here with Brook Communications and the News Review Building, and people could probably find those a lot of places.
Absolutely. They are scattered throughout Roseburg, Canyonville, Myrtle Creek, Oakland, and Umpqua, where we're having events this year.
And you've got a website, too.
We do. GraffitiWeekend.com.
So take a look at any of those things to check out and see exactly what's going on. Looking at Friday, it's a very busy day. Talk about some of those things.
It is a really busy day. The day kicks off with the Lithia Graffiti Weekend Show and Shine at Lithia Ford. And the registration, if you want to put your car in there, starts at 8:30. Show starts at 11. Lots of great things going on, trophies. The show is open to all special interest vehicles, live music, food vendors. There's going to be lots of fun things to do there.
Downtown, the fun day is always real popular.
That's what I understand. You can go to the different shops, do your shopping. You know, there's going to be classic cars parked in the downtown areas. But, you know, they're out shopping too. And so, yeah, come on out. Check it out.
And as well, the Pacific Racing Association kind of gets involved too.
Yes, they do. They have a couple of races during Graffiti Weekend, once on Friday and again on Saturday. So if you're a race fan, you know, you've got lots of opportunity to check out the races this year, too.
One of the vehicles I saw last night while I was out was a rat rod. I've never totally understood how to define them, but I think you know one when you see one.
Yes, you do. They are pretty unique-looking vehicles.
And 6th Annual Rat Rod Roundup. Try to say that fast.
Yeah, there you go.
Tell us more about that.
Okay, the Rat Rod Roundup is out in Oakland this year. It is a new location for the Rat Rod Roundup. It's open to all years, makes and models, cars and motorcycles. Some shows are close to motorcycles, so if you're a motorcyclist, get out there and show off what you got. They are going to have a burnout competition, a pinup contest, live music, food vendors, beer garden. So come on out. And then we have another new event on Friday, the Pete's Cruise-In. We added that this year. That is from 7 to 9 at Pete's Drive-In.
And even some outdoor music, a little bit newer, but still kind of in the spirit of things.
Absolutely. Down at Seven Feathers Casino Resort. I cannot pronounce
that. Queensryche.
Okay, there you go.
From my days as an announcer of, can I say, heavy metal? People may be shocked to know that I worked at a real aggressive rock and roll station at one point, but I did. Queensryche is going to be playing down there.
And that is at 8 o'clock down at Seven Feathers, so check that out if you're interested in that.
Now, before we jump to Saturday's events and even a little bit on Sunday as well, it takes a lot of people to make all this happen, I imagine.
Oh, yes, it does, and we work on it for a long time. It takes almost a year to put this event together.
Any idea how many classic cars are registered in Douglas County?
I have no idea, but I bet there's more than you'd think there are.
Some people only bring them out for graffiti.
Yep.
Or maybe rarely, maybe for a wedding or some special event. I know there are people that just, you know, they don't have them out much. I know some people are very particular if they keep it in what I would say is better than daily driver status, like they don't take it out in the rain.
Absolutely.
Because then they have to clean the undercarriage and all that, which I'm told takes about 8 hours.
That's what I understand.
If you know how to do that, which again, I don't. So, but I was surprised to learn that a few years ago, that some folks, because they have had such a significant investment in the vehicle, oftentimes quite a bit more than your typical newer or, you know, fairly new used vehicle, that they want to keep it pristine, they keep it garaged, and so that even means keeping it out of the rain.
Absolutely. And those fires we had last year and the fires going on this year, that smoke apparently really affects the paint. A friend of mine has three classics, and she lives up near the fire area last year, and she had to have all three of them detailed, I believe, after the fire, just to make sure that the paint didn't get damaged from all that smoke and ash.
Oh, good point. So Saturday starts early. Talk about things happening Saturday.
Okay, Saturday morning, the rock and rollin' pancake breakfast put on by the Roseburg Optimist Club and Elber's Restaurant. Go and get your pancake breakfast and then check out the 38th annual River Forks Show and Shine out there at River Forks Park. The Show and Shine and the Saturday Night Cruise are actually the two events that kicked off Graffiti Weekend 39 years ago. Actually, it started with the Saturday Night Cruise the first year and then the Show and Shine the following year.
And that's the place that when I went out there the first time, I was just blown away.
I wouldn't doubt it. I didn't make it out there, like I said, until late 90s, but it is so impressive.
It really is. Let's see. 500 cars looks like what we're going, 1975 and older.
Yeah. And there may be even more than that because some folks come and don't quite get into the Show and Shine, but as you're coming into the park to look at the other cars, you can check those cars out too.
So Elks Lodge doing a motorcycle event.
And this is the second year that the antique motorcycle show is happening out there at the Elks Lodge. And they are antiques, motorcycles 30 years old and older for that event. So if you're, again, a motorcycle fan, come on out and check them out. And we also have the Downtown Shop and Shine Corvette City. So if you're a Corvette fan, that's the day for you. Come out and check out all those beautiful Corvettes in downtown Roseburg on Jackson Street.
And then another race.
Absolutely. Presented by the Pacific Racing Association, of course, at the Douglas County Speedway.
All right, so drag races out there. And then, really, the signature event of all of this is the Umpqua Flatheads Cruise.
Absolutely, the event that kicked it all off. And that is, free for anybody to come and stand along the sidewalk and watch these beautiful cars. If you want to enter your car, it must be a 1979 or older. No 4x4s, motorcycles, big trucks, or bicycles. And there will be no candy throwing, so please keep your kiddos on the sidewalk. We don't want anybody getting accidentally bumped or something.
So, that event is the one that I always go down to it, even if I'm not able to stay as long as I would like to. One of the things I know about that is that people who used to live in Roseburg come back just for that.
Yes, they do. I've talked to several people this week and a couple today that's exactly why they're coming to Roseburg, is they are going to be cruising their cars.
And it doesn't end on Saturday night, though. A couple things on Sunday.
Absolutely. We have the 26th annual Graffiti Week's end fun run, and anyone can participate in that. The registration is 9 to 10:30. There is an entry fee of $5, which includes your dash plaque. And that run ends at Hot Rod Diner in Myrtle Creek. And you'll be seeing, from what I understand, a lot of the back country, good roads, paved roads and all that. But you're not in Roseburg. You'll be seeing some other things. And it's really cool. And there's different spots where you will be rolling pigs and doing things like a fan belt toss. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
One more event.
Absolutely. And that's one I've never been able to pronounce either.
Oh, Tequilma.
Oh, there we go. Oh, my tongue gets wrapped up with that. Down at Seven Feathers, their Cars and Coffee event. And that is from 9 to 1. Free admission, open to all ages, of course. Classic cars. There will be a People's Choice contest, t-shirts, coffee, and prizes. And if you need more info on that, check out sevenfeathers.com.
And give people the website address again for Graffiti Weekend.
GraffitiWeekend.com.
Janine Coffey giving you a preview. Janine, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
You're welcome, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.